monthly budget report. Mr. Finley's on vacation this week and said basically, I went by his office and the general revenues are down partly because of prisoner reimbursements from last year. However, they have applied for $200,000 more prisoner reimbursements for this year. Moving next on the agenda, accounts payable.
Yeah, the only question, on the check number that was shorted one penny.
We weren't notified of any issue. We can avoid it and do that.
Don, if you're listening, can you come in, please? Mike, do you want to go ahead and go on to the next one? We can come back to that.
All right. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Back to accounts payable.
The one that says check number short paid 1 cent. You guys weren't.
Nothing about it, but I'll see.
So do you want us to hold that one?
It's short penny.
It's what the. That's what... Check and rewrite a new one.
For a penny, it costs me more for the jet. I'd rather put a penny in there.
I don't know that we can do that. Do you want to call them and see if they'll
call? I can ask Randy. Let me find out.
So we'll just go ahead. We'll hold that one for a second.
Okay. Can I take that?
Yep.
And all
are,
right.
You, are you coming right back?
Is there any other tag? I thought there was two.
I said, hey, Don. Don, was there one other one that you had me looking at? Was there one other one I was looking for, Don?
That one was
on. Okay. Move to approve checks numbers 441039 through 441097 441099 through 441171, warrants 6527 and 6528. That was one journal entry. Note that we, with that void, check number 441098.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
Don, can you hold on 1 second? You say you weren't notified?
No, I was not notified.
So what, can
but
you?
I was gone Friday too.
Oh.
But I was...
So we would have had time to fix that if...
We would have had time to fix this.
So who notifies us?
This come from the auditor.
Thank you.
See, next on the agenda, mutual cooperation agreement between the County of Taney, the Sheriff of Taney County, and the City of Branson for operation of 911 emergency telephone system. I have the enclosed the two original agreements.
Tammy, are we splitting those up dollar-wise as we, percentage-wise as we did before?
It's the same as last year. Nobody made any increases or decreases. That's what was approved during budget time anyway.
Right.
Basically, the only changes that were made in these contracts was Mr. Cotty felt like going to one contract for all of it was best, and instead of doing one for the City of Branson, one for the Sheriff's Department with you all, and so they put it together on one contract, and then the only difference, there's no difference for Branson other than that. And then for the Sheriff's Department, the only difference is that he has gone to requesting for five people, just like Branson has had in the past, instead of a number that's just randomly chosen at budget time. So it's more streamlined and more even across. And that's the only changes.
So there'll be no changes in the budget as far as our dollars are concerned, right?
Both PSAPs are still getting the same, I believe.
They're roughly the same amount. One is...
I mean, the same as what was approved in the budget?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there's no budget changes. And then if in next year's budget time, I anticipate there might be some differences with the Sheriff's Department, because it would be based on five people as opposed to just the number that we've been carrying forward every year.
Motion for approval of the agreement, cooperation agreement between Taney County, the Sheriff's Department, Taney County, and the City of Branson for operation of 911 emergency telephone system.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Do you have the dates?
Hmm?
Do you have the dates?
One of these, she said, ignore that. We just got approval for this.
Move to approve June 6th regular session meeting minutes.
I'll second that. Was there not a
There was no executive session minutes.
In that particular one. So because I heard the girls calling and asking about those this morning, so.
All we have on the agenda is approval of previous meeting minutes.
Right. So I second your motion, Brandon.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for de-icing materials number 201605-343.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is in reference to bid you just announced, number 201605-343 for de-icing materials. It's a annual bid that we put out, road and bridge requests that I put out. This year I released this particular effort on May the 7th. It closed last week on June the 7th. We received responses from seven different companies that offer what our needs would require. Two of those responses were declining participation for lack of supply on their end, I believe. So the five packages that we did receive responses on, we opened those up, and Kathy Roberts assisted, the road and bridge office manager assisted me with that. She turned over copies of those responses to Mr. Hayes for a thorough and complete review, which he has completed. And I can announce the results or his recommendation, or he can, whichever you prefer, Mr. Hayes. We had responses from Cycalco on the liquid calcium chloride in the amount of 90 cents per gallon or $9,000 for the estimated amount that we would need. Keeping with that topic, we received a response from Scottwood Industries in Overland Park, Kansas for 89 cents a gallon or $8,920 is what their bid was on our estimated needs. So regarding the calcium chloride liquid needs, Mr. Hayes is recommending Scottwood Industries as primary supplier for our needs there, and Cycalco, Hinsdale, Illinois, as a secondary. Regarding our rock salt needs, we received responses from three other vendors. In the amount, the low response was from Central Salt, which was our current provider, at $78.37 per ton, $156,740 estimated needs. We received a response from Bingham Salt and Gravel, Baxter Springs, Kansas, at $98.60 per ton, $197,200 for our estimated needs. However, they added a footnote that they could not commit to delivery dates, which we've had issues with that particular vendor in years past, and this is the second year in a row that they've indicated on their bid response that they could not commit to delivery date. So then the next lowest bidder, the last one participating, was Gunther Salt Company in St. Louis, Missouri, at $115.80 per ton, or $231,600 for our estimated needs. The delivery dates on all these other vendors are well within our expectations, with a maximum of 5 business days on one, 2 to 3 on another, and 1 to 3 on the other, which is acceptable to what our needs are. So Mr. Hayes is recommending, regarding the rock salt, obviously the low bidder again, Central Salt LLC, at $78.37 per ton as the primary supplier. And given the critical needs of salt and winters past, we do recommend also a secondary, and that would be Gunther Salt, St. Louis, at $115.80, although a little higher. They do have a 1 to 3 day delivery